Shabbos Perek Vav Mishnah Ches 6-8. We now discuss various halachas that apply to an amputee on Shabbos regarding Chotzah. It says Hakitea, one who is an amputee. Yotze Bekav Shelo Div Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds he could go out with his Kav. The meaning of the word Kav in the context of this first part of the Mishnah is this person is an amputee. Let's say his foot's been cut off, and his residual limb is like comes, you know, to an abrupt stop, and the foot is missing, and therefore he puts his foot into like kind of like a prosthetic. It's just a wooden shoe shaped thing that goes on the end of his foot, which conceals the fact that he hasn't got a foot to make him look like everyone else. And that being the case, Reb Meir holds this has a status of being like his shoe. And since you could wear your shoe, you could wear this kav as an amputee. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't. He says, this is not used for walking on. It's just used for concealing the fact that he is an amputee. And that being the case, it doesn't have the status of a shoe. Shoes are for walking on. And that being the case, he can't go out with it. It's just like, according to the Rambam, it's just a general, it's like a masa. It's a thing you carry around. And you can't do that on Shabbos, and therefore it's forbidden. However, he wouldn't be chayav midorais for wearing this kav because it's not the normal way of carrying it around. It's just sitting on the end of his foot and at the end of his leg, and that being the case, he'd be potter. According to Tosfos, the issue is different. The issue is that since this is like a wooden kind of like clog or something at the end of his foot, the concern is it will fall off, and if it falls off, he'll come to carry it. So even though it would normally have a good din of a tachshit, something that's decorating his body, since if it could fall off, it's not secured properly, he'll come to carry it. It's awesome and derabanan to go out with it. And that would be, l'chora, ostensibly, that would be applicable to all like wooden shoes at the end of one's feet. But the Mishbura comes out, l'alacha, that if talking about regular clogs, which sit more securely, those are wooden shoes, right? So then that would be permitted to walk with on Shabbos for a person who has a regular, you know, regular foot with the regular clogs on. Next, it says, "V'im yeshlo base kibul ksusin tame." If this, think again, this like wooden clog, this thing that's going at the end of the amputee's residual limb. So, the question is this thing makabel tuma? So the normal rule is that for something that is made out of wood, it needs to have a base kibul, a place to hold something, a receptacle, in order to be makabel tuma, to get the tuma called tumas maga, the generic kind of tuma that you get when you touch a dead rat or something like that. So here, this kav needs to have a receptacle, a base kibul for it. And therefore the Mishnah says, if it has a place that you enough space inside the, you know, concave part of the kav between where the residual limb goes and where the wood is, if there's a place there to put some like rags to soften the impact so it doesn't rub and abrade and irritate the residual limb, so then it has a place to keep rags, and therefore it's a base kibul, and therefore it's tame, meaning it can be makabel tuma. If it doesn't have that place, meaning it just fits snugly on the end of his residual limb, and there's no place for like rags or stuffing between the two, so then it's not makabel tuma, tumas maga. It's not tuma susceptible. And the reason why is because it doesn't have a base kibul, no receptacle. If you'll say, wait a second, it's got a concave place where you put the residual limb into the piece of wood. The answer is that's not the base kibul. The receptacle is to carry something. And what's happening here is not that the kav, like the shoe thing, is not carrying his leg. To the contrary, it's his leg that, if anything, is carrying the shoe. So that doesn't count as a base kibul, and therefore, that's why the Mishnah is saying, if there's room to and intended to carry something besides the end of the foot, meaning some kind of rags or whatever, then yes, it is receptacle, and yes, it's makabel tuma, and if not, then not. Smucho shalo, as for this is really a different case, a person who's a double amputee, and therefore, since he has no feet, he essentially goes around on his knees, on his shins or knees on the ground as he walks. So we'll put smuchos for him, supports for him. These are kind of like shin guards, something like a hybrid between a shin guard that a soccer player would wear, and it's like a knee guard. Like think when when a carpenter or a plumber comes to your house, he puts these like big leather things on his knees so he's on the ground. That's what these smuchos are. Since this person is a double amputee, he shuffles along his knees on the ground, and to protect his knees and shins, he wears these supports. So those are called the smuchos in the context of this part of the Mishnah, and therefore those are tamein midras, those are susceptible to tumas medrash. Tumas medrash is, I'll call it the other kind of tumah, if you will, meaning tumas medrash has nothing to do with direct contact. If a person is a zav, and also this applies to the zava, the oledes, and the nida, those four people, if they have their tumah, so they convey tumas medrash, which means that anything which is designed to support their weight becomes tame if it in fact does support their weight. It has nothing to do with direct contact, and the rules of medrash are a little bit different than the other kinds of rules of tumah conveyance. But the short of the story is, think like princess and the pea. If you have the princess who's the nida, and she's on, you know, 10 mattresses, and sleeping on the top one, since mattresses are designed to support a person's weight, so all the mattresses will come tummy the whole way down, actually become avosotuma in fact, and they, even though she didn't touch them directly. So the point over here is, since these smuchos, these shin guards and knee guards, are designed to support the weight of the amputee, so even though they're just made out of leather, leather is something that's designed, is one of the seven materials that are makabel tuma in the form of a kli, and they support him, so therefore they are makabel tumas medras, meaning if he wears them even without direct contact, they become tame also. The yotzin ben b'shabbos, he, the amputee, the double amputee, can go out walking around on the ground, shuffling on the ground with his smuchos attached to him. The reason why is because since they're attached and they're not going to fall out, and these are functioning essentially as his, I'll call them shoes, if you will. They're kishut them. They're part of their. He's wearing them. They're part of his thing, and they, you know, they facilitate his life and movement. Therefore, he, yes, can go out with them on Shabbos. There's no. They're secured tightly to his legs, and therefore they won't fall out. No reason to assert aser mitzvah button even. And v'nichnasin behen ba'azara. He can even wear them up on the in the azara. If you recall back from the end, the last mission of brachos, we said that you can't wear shoes on the Har HaBayis, anywhere on the Har HaBayis, and Kol V'chomer the Azara in the court of the temple. That's shoes. Shoes are things that go on the end of your feet. These are not shoes at all. He has no ends to his feet. These are shin guards or knee guards, whatever you want to call them. And that being the case, he could go out on the Har HaBayis or the Azara, as the Mishnah says, I'm wearing them because they're not shoes. Now, Kisei V'smucho Shalo. This is really a new case. You know, Kibson is using the same pronoun Shalo, his, but the person in question is a little different. This person over here is a double amputee, and his legs have atrophied to the point that he can't even walk around on the smuchos of the previous case. I mean, he can't get around shuffling around on his knees and legs. So what does he do instead? He basically is kind of like attached to a low wooden chair. Think of it almost as like a wheelchair without wheels, just a low chair that he's attached to. Hit the ends of his legs, where they're amputated, will dangle over the edge. And then he'll be bound. His legs will be bound to the chair, and he'll essentially like kind of like on some like crutches, if you will. He'll move himself, ambulate on this, sitting on this chair, and his feet will dangle over the edge. The legs, I should say, will dangle over the edge, and since he will press up against the bottom of those legs where they're amputated to, as he kind of shuffles along. So at the end of where his residual limbs are, there'll be like these leather pouches or something. Those are the smuchos. So essentially, to protect the ends of his legs where they've been amputated, he'll wear these smuchos to support them. So the word smuchos here means something different. It's kind of confusing, I know, but that's the case here. So the kisei, the chair that he sits on, that he's attached to, that he uses to move along, again, it's like a wheelchair without wheels. He's like pushing kind of a hybrid between wheelchair and crutches. There's no wheels on this wheelchair, so he uses these kind of low crutches to push himself. So the chair itself, as well as the smucho shalo, meaning the leather strap pouch things at the end of where his legs have been amputated, are tamei and midras, since those are both designed to support his weight. The chair he sits on, and the smuchos support him when he like shuffles forward. They protect, and he pushes up against, pushes down on them as he moves along by the end of his legs. So therefore, they are tamein midras. They are makabel tumas midras. They're designed to support his weight. Ve'ein yotzin behen b'shabbos. He may not, however, go out with these on Shabbos. And we're referring specifically to the smuchos here. That's what he can't go out on Shabbos. But the other parts, the chair and the supports, he could go out. But the smuchos, since they're dangling at the end of his leg, so the bartender gives two reasons why he can't go out with it on Shabbos. The first is, since it's not really the legs dangle off the edge of the chair, these smuchos are liable to fall off, and then he'll come to carry them in the Rosh Hashanah. That's the first shot. The second shot he brings is that since he doesn't need the smuchos for walking specifically. He can sit in his chair and not necessarily need the smuchos. So that being the case, they're considered to be a masa, a burden he's carrying on Shabbos. Okay. They nechnasne behen ba'azara. With those smuchos at the end of his amputated legs, he may not enter into the temple courtyard. The reason why is because we've said already before, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash area and the Azara, or even on the Har HaBayis in truth, with your shoes on. And these are considered shoes because they are at the end of his feet. Again, it's the smuchos which you can't go into the Har HaBayis with, but the other parts, the chair and the supports, like the crutches, those he could go, certainly because he needs them for walking, they're not considered to be shoes at all. Now the Mishnah turns to a new topic altogether. It says, on Katman, according to the Bar Tanura, he focuses on the third of the three pshatim of what this is in the Gemara, that it's a mask. And that being the case, since a mask is not a food, it's not a kli, it's not a tachshit, therefore tahorin, it's not makabel tuma, a mask you wear to scare a child, whatever it is. Ve'en yiltin b'shabbos, you also can't carry with it on, go out with it on Shabbos because it's not considered clothing or tachshit, it's something else, and therefore it's usher to go out on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah actually paskins that if one did go out on Shabbos, it wouldn't be an Isra Doraisa, because it's not considered to be the Derech Hotzah, the kind of thing that one carries. He's sort of wearing it as a mask, so it's somewhere in the middle. And be that as it may, that's the Pshat the Bar Tanur brings. The Gemara brings two other Pshatim for what it's worth. And one Pshat of what the Ankatman is it's kind of like a costume that people wear that looks like a donkey. So you've seen these funny things of like two guys in the zebra or donkey costume. It's that kind of thing. Again, the idea being this is not a clothing, it's not a tachshit, it's not a kli, therefore it's not makabel tuma, and you can't wear it on Shabbos. And the other pshat is that you're talking about stilts. Kind of interesting. So stilts, again, the idea here is they're not normally used for walking, and they're called pshute kli eitz. They're just simple wood without a base kibbel, then they'll place the receptacle to hold things. So they're not makabel tuma as a stilt. Fascinatingly, since they're not used for walking on in general, just like a one-off kind of like a gag thing, they're not considered to be kalim that are designed to support people's weight. Fascinating. And that being the case, they're not makabel tumas medras. In other words, they do support your weight when you wear them, but normally this is just an ad hoc thing, and therefore it's not considered to be the kind of kli which is makabel tumas medras. And vein yotzim b'shabbos, again, of course, you can't go out on Shabbos wearing them because they're not a normal thing that you wear, nor a tachshit, and therefore they're considered to be a masa, something that burden that you're carrying on Shabbos, and therefore you can't go out with the stilts on Shabbos either.